Over the past few days, we've spent time describing the requirements for the person who represents us at the Bima, that they should be 30 and married and have children, be scholars and pious, requirements that make the people seem unimpeachable on every level and hard to reach. I imagine those who've been selected for the posts feel a little queasy, as I imagine we all would, held to such a standard, which is why today's halacha, the end of this halacha, is so crucial and central. Mihu kol Yisrael kasherim lakol. Every single Jew is qualified for this post. At root, this is permitted for every person. Rak sheh murutzah lekahal, but the person should be wanted by the congregation. This is so central, because this representation must be representative. It is an act of spiritual diplomacy to stand on the Bima and to negotiate with God. And if it is spiritual diplomacy, Jewish tradition teaches it must at root be democratic, murutzah lekahal, something that the community wants and desires. And if a person sees debate raging because of them wanting to be on the Bima, yimaneh atzmo, you should hold yourself back. Afal pi sheh mi she'eino hagun, even if it results in someone less fitting taking the post. And lahavdil, this reminds me of something written by George Orwell, the author of Animal Farm in 1984, wrote a short essay called Politics and the English Language, where he berates the bad authors of his days for terrible writing, for waffling, for speaking and saying nothing. And he produces six rules for how to write well, the first five of which are technical, about making sure to use the shortest available word, something obviously I struggle with myself, to make sure to not use dead metaphors, to make sure to not use redundant words that aren't necessary, all sorts of technical rules, five in a row. And then the sixth, he says, break any of these rules before saying something barbarous. So though there are technical ways to produce perfect writing, the most foundational tenet is not to be barbarians, is not to speak horrifically in terms of your content. And here the suggestion, lahavdil, might be that we have technical necessities to produce the perfect representative at the Bima, someone who is worthy in their scholarship, someone who is worthy in their piety, someone who feels what it's like to be married and parents, but at root, what we need is murutzah lekahal, someone who represents us, someone who speaks for us as a community. And that is the foundational tenet here.